Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Mighty Medallion. Yeah. Brock Hunter and the Plan B Morning Show. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
What's up? Hey, Bud.
What's up, Bud? Wait, that's weird. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are feeling a hankering for something delicious, they got you. They got you covered, man, for sure.
A hankering.
Sure. A hankering. Hankerin'. You got a hankering.
You spell that?
H-A-N-K-E-R-I-N apostrophe. Hankering.
Hankering.
You use it in a sentence? Yeah.
I think that's right. I think you're right on that.
Damn right I am.
I think I've ever had to spell hankering.
I don't think so either. But it's all right. We're there. We got it.
I'm just saying this stuff because there's nothing going
on. Oh, you're stalling. Okay, I got it.
It's Wednesday, bro.
Usually like, I got sports to read. Go talk, blah, blah, blah. That's right. Usually what you sound like.
Might as well talk about my athletic abilities, which is not very good right now.
My leg. I pulled my leg.
My leg. Yeah. Dude, speaking of pulling leg, dude, yesterday we had to go do a little fitness thing, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Brock? You and I wake up this morning. I asked Brock. I'm like, hey, how you feel?
Oh, I've,
a little
I've,
sore in little, the lower section.
Oh,
huh?
You mean yesterday when we had to do squats for the first time in, I don't know, years? Dude, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've done a squat since, like, college.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. See, more stalling. There's nothing going on in sports. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Seton Hall. This is what we're talking about. Seton Hall beating Michigan, dude.
Oh.
Number 4 Michigan, 67-65. It's a close game. I actually caught the last part of this game last night. You know, it's just like anything else. So, man, everybody has their nights. Everybody, especially basketball, when you're playing 1,000 games, like a baseball season for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey. Michigan, number 4 Michigan last night, lost to Seton Hall. Notre Dame winning last night, beating High Point 70-61. Tonight, Michigan State going to be at Butler. It's at 7 o'clock. So if you're a college basketball fan, still got some basketball tonight. NHL, last night, the Dallas Stars beating the Red Wings 5-2. Tonight, the Blackhawks going to be over in Seattle playing the Kraken at 10 o'clock. It's a crazy name for a team.
That's a good name. Better than, I don't know, the Guardians. Jesus.
The Guardians. How do you feel about the Washington football team? Has that just become a thing now?
I actually don't mind it. Because you know what? It's got kind of that old school feel to it.
There's something to about that it kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I actually like that. I like the Washington football team. And I like that better than trying to force a name. I honestly, you know. I am just so baffled. I know we've ranted about this, but every time we talk about names, like the Utah Jazz is a better name than Cleveland Guardians. And we won't get into the PC-ness of the name Indians, all right? That's not the discussion is they got rid of that name. Out of all the names, you could have named a staple in the baseball world. All right, you went with the Guardians. Are you effing kidding me?
I can go with anything. Anything.
Yeah.
Guardians just screams like hockey. Like,
no, you know what it screams? Like that story we talked about. It screams a roller derby team name. That's what it is.
The Guardians are like a dodgeball team from the movie Dodgeball.
Yeah.
The Guardians.
I think that was one of the teams in the cinematic classic Dodgeball. Yeah.
The Ocho.
The Ocho.
You know.
What was it? You had Pepper Brooks and... What was the other guy? Pepper Brooks and God. What was the name? I'm definitely Pepper.
Are you?
Yeah.
The Stone guy is that who Pepper?
No, Pepper was the fancy one, wasn't he? Hold on, now I got to look this up. Announcers in Dodgeball. Cotton McKnight and Pepper Brooks. Cotton McKnight.
Cotton
that's it.
McKnight. There you go.
I think I would be Cotton.
On ESPN 8, the Ojo.
I think, yeah. No, I would be Cotton and you would be Pepper. That's it. Bold strategy to see if it pays off for him, Cotton. Anyway, but yes.
One of them was, Lumberg from Office Space, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it was. That was Cotton. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, anyway. Come on. We got to get back to sport. Cotton, get out of here. NBA tonight. Pacers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons, 7 o'clock. Bulls. I'm going to be in Portland playing the Trail Blazers, man. 10:30.
Idiot.
All right, let's get back to talking about dodgeball. That was more
This is better. Honestly, we should just do a full rundown of the dodgeball tournament from the movie Dodgeball. I think that would be better than what we got going on right now.
ESPN 8, the Ocho. All right, one more story here. Pro basketball. Shaquille O'Neal, four-time NBA champion, former league MVP, 15-time All-Star, Hall of Famer. And he had to say yes to an offer presented to him in the late 90s. He could have nominated for an Oscar as well. Are we talking about that Shazam movie?
Kazam.
No, listen to this. During a recent interview, Shaq said that he turned down the role of John Coffey in the 1999 movie Green Mile.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of glad he did.
I think
it'd be too distracting. It'd be too distracting to have Shaq in there.
Not to mention, dude, that Shaq's, dude, you're not that good of an actor.
No.
He's really not that great of an actor. The role eventually went to Michael Clark Duncan, who received the Best Supporting Actor nomination. Shaq says Michael Duncan did an excellent job, so I think I made the right decision because he did it way better than I could have ever done. That's what he said.
You think, Shaq?
I got the offer, though. I like Shaq. At least he knows, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Shaq, out of all of the, I think, like, sports guys that have moved on, he's one of my favorites. You got Tony Romo, who does an amazing job, all right? Yeah. He's found a great spot outside of it. Shaq, I can't stand Charles Barkley, all right? He is just awful at everything he does.
I think that's what he's getting paid for, though.
I guess. Just be that, be like, what? I told you about that ridiculous video. Of Frank Caliendo, you know, the comedian who I might have talked about it on sports, but he does an impersonation of Charles Barkley. And at the end, Barkley goes, "Hey, do me." And they're like, "Charles, he just did you." He's like, "Oh, I don't see it." It's like, it was spot on.
Come on.
And Barkley was just like, "Duh."
Come on, Charles. Shaq, though, doing like every commercial that's on TV right now, Shaq's in, basically. Anyway, you know, dude, Michael Clark Duncan, who actually played the guy of John Coffey.
Yeah.
Dude, I almost teared up.
Oh, dude, he was amazing in that movie. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those acting roles. You're just like, wow.
Yep. And props to the guy who played Percy, because how you could get yourself so hated for a role. Man, oh, man.
Percy. Isn't he the one in There Will Be Blood, too?
I think so. He's got he's got a punchable face.
He's one of those characters you like.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah. There you go. Shaq turning down roles and doing what he's good at.
This is the
Dunkin' basketballs.
The least sports report I think we've ever done.
Dude, it's Wednesday. I told you. That's why we were talking about random things.
So. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Yeah, Ace. All right, let's get right to it because I'm sure we have a ton of sports to talk about on a Wednesday. It's time
You can stall as much as you want, man.
And Wednesday. Now it's time for...
like sand through the hourglass.
So...
this is sports. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling like you need something for a drink, they got you covered.
Like sand through the hourglass, drink Bud Light.
There you go. All right, what do you got for us, buddy?
Days of Our Lives was on the other day.
Great
wife
show.
Wife works at home, too, and she turns around. She's like, is the show still on? Like, yeah.
And it's still like most of the same people, for God's sake.
Seriously.
Same people that were out in the 90s when I had to put the tape in and record it for Mom when she was at work. Don't forget to tape my show. All right, Ma.
Victor is still on that. He's on Young and the Restless, right?
Yeah, one of the two.
All right, let's talk about sports, for God's sake. Let's get to it, man. NCAA Men's College Basketball last night. Basketball. Seton Hall beating Michigan 67-65. Kind of a big win for Seton Hall over there. Michigan. Supposed to be pretty damn good this year. Ranked at number 4 there. They do play a lot of games, so it's not like, you know, the biggest deal like it is in football if you lose one or two. But, Seton Hall, there you go, man. Notre Dame beating High Point, which I've never even heard of, 70-61. Another thing, too, in college basketball, Juwan Howard is extending a 5-year extension, his coaching there at Michigan. So another 5 years, which is good because I think they like Juwan Howard over there at Michigan. Tonight, Michigan State going to be at Butler at 7 o'clock. Moving on, NHL. Last night, Stars beating the Red Wings 5-2. Tonight, Blackhawks going to be in Seattle playing the Kraken at 10 o'clock. NBA tonight, Pacers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons 7 o'clock. 7. Bulls going to be in Portland playing the Trailblazers, man.
Blazing, man.
at 10:30. You'll be to bed. You'll be way in bed by then. So you don't have to worry about that. Moving on, some stories. Shaquille O'Neal, 4-time NBA champion, former league MVP, 15-time All-Star, and Hall of Famer. And he said yes, or if he said he had said yes to an offer presented to him in the early 90s, or late 90s, I should say, he could have been nominated for an Oscar. What? During a recent interview, Shaq said that he turned down the role of John Coffey in the 1990 movie The Green Mile. You know that role. Dude, that guy, Michael Clark Duncan, who actually played John Coffey in the movie Green Mile.
Amazing.
Dude, made me cry.
Yeah.
It made a lot of people cry.
Yep.
That one part where he starts bawling. Dude,
you little bitch. What a little bitch.
Shut up, dude. Come on. You got no soul. You got no heart if you don't bubble up a little bit.
Did you cry into your tampon? Jeez, good God.
You're the worst. You know that? You're the worst. You have some sort of emotion once in a while. Anyway, Shaq, this is what's funny. Shaq says Michael Clark Duncan, who did he did an excellent job, so I think I made the right decision by turning it down. I don't think anybody could have done it the way he did it. But still got offered the role. I like Shaq, dude.
Yeah, I would like, you know what Shaq should do is he should do like a couple scenes from it and just so we can get an idea of what it would be like to have Shaq as John Coffey.
John Coffey, Michael Clark Duncan is just, he's a better guy. Dude, he's just so big.
Dude, huge.
Huge.
Break
not
us
tall
in half.
Big, but just
big,
massive,
just a big
dude.
Guy, yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of interesting in sports. This last one, this is what I wanted to get to, Brock. Meat judging. This is Wednesday sports here for you. The Texas Tech Red Raiders meat judging team is at it again, Brock. They won the 2021 national championship and continue to stake their claim as an all-time great dynasty. To be clear, competitors of this sport, in quotes, literally just judge cuts of meat. Well, over the weekend, the team from Texas Tech earned their 16th title in program history. Won 8 out of the last 10. What?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's not that crazy. When I was in FFA.
No. What? No, this is, I'm saying what? Because this is stupid. They literally judge cuts of meat.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say is when I was in FFA, we would go and look at different animals, okay, and we'd pick out the best animal. Also, milk. I did milk judging where I would take sips of milk and I would have to judge the milk. But on the quality of the milk.
Yeah, but these guys, this is a meat judging team. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it. So how are you good at meat judging? Yeah, it's good.
Looking at the marbling, you know, the color. I mean, the overall quality of the meat. Is it,
I don't think you're understanding what I'm trying to get to.
What?
So there's other judges that judge the meat judges to judge if they're judging it good?
Yeah, so those
it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
The meat judges that are judging the Texas Tech meat judges were probably at once college meat judges, and now they're judging the meat judges in the meat judging contest.
How can you say you're good at, yeah, it's good. It's got, you know, it's marble over there. And
well, it's
it
no
tastes good. Why, this guy's the greatest at explaining the way.
Well, think about a
this
butcher.
Is a stupid.
You'd want your butcher to know what the good cut of meat is, don't you? So more than likely, he probably had to learn how to judge the quality of meats that
you
he's.
You can't compete in that.
Sure you can. Dude, you can compete in everything.
You can't compete in judging something.
If you give an award.
This is so dumb. This is.
Okay, what
you
about...
You really agree with this?
What about like a car show, all right? Let's put it into terms you understand, dum-dum. Like all a right. car show, right? You can judge cars, right?
Right. Well, but people aren't judging me, judging the cars. That's what this is.
It could
They're like, you're really good at judging those cars. You're the champion
but you need
at judging
some,
those
you
cars.
You need some form of... Because otherwise, anybody could judge anything, and it wouldn't matter. But if you actually have like, okay... through the ranks of judging. All right, so you got guys that have been doing this for a long time.
Dude, I'm pulling my hair out.
You're gonna put your stamp of approval on the new judges coming through because when the judges that are
should not be a thing. Nobody judges somebody who judges. I'm pulling my hair out. I'm kind of angry that you're on board with this.
The meat judgers, all right, have to judge the meat judgers on their judging abilities for the meat judging contest, all right? That's all it is, Hunter. It's not complicated.
Shut the whole thing down. The whole thing down. That's what we're doing. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. You can't hold up a trophy. It's not a sport. You can't compete in that. Shutting it down. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.